Shion Simon Tofresh Yud Dalet in a Sicha and in a Sasandal. We'll try to do the entire Simon in approximately 10 minutes. Also, Losuch, so we've spoken about the various Inuyim on Yom HaKippurim, the afflictions one person has to make on himself. As the Pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshoi seichem. One of them is the Dine Sicha, smearing, anointing, oiling oneself on the Inasa sandal, wearing shoes as well. So Sif Aleph teaches us, also losuch, afila mixes goof, you're not allowed to put oil on yourself, even on a part of your body, v'afilu einu lehavi azuama, even if it's just to remove the perspiration. But if a person is unwell, even if there is no danger, or he's got boiled sores on his head, that would be permitted. The Mishnah sense of cotton base, when we're talking about this chatotin on his head, it is only in places which is the norm for a healthy, normal person to anoint. But if a healthy person would normally put on a weekday oil there, also losu chagabe chatotin would be also. It's interesting to know that the poskim, the contemporary poskim, question as to whether they ask and they explore the idea as to whether deodorant would qualify in this problem of sicha. Deodorant cannot be rechitza; it's not washing, and deodorant is also not considered. If it qualifies on the new, it would be sicha, because the idea of sicha is to oil yourself in a way that you feel more comfortable, and I suppose for the odor as well, which does resemble a little bit the idea of a deodorant. And the question as to whether it would be qualified as sicha, I did see that Nissen Kerlitz did have a serious tzad to consider it a real problem of sicha. See, based also lino al sandal, one is not allowed to wear shoes. Oiminal shel oil, leather shoes. Afilu kavakitea, even if it is a person who chalil is foot amputated. It will have a kriyot zibayin similar. Afilu shel eitz mechupa shel oil, even if it's made out of wood and it's got leather layer on top of it, also would be forbidden. Avol shall game you shall cash if it's made out of rubber, hay, straw, or shall bag it if it's made out of material, or shall minimum any other material. Mut is permitted after the lot is burned with shusab if you're walking in public domain with it. So the problem is clearly the material of this shoe, and if it's made out of leather, it would be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains this concept in Sifkot and Hay, explaining the culture initial oil, whichever shoe is, hasn't got any leather material, and it's made differently, and it wouldn't be considered a shoe, ala malbush. Shlomo Zalman asks, what about shoes that look like they are leather, but they are not? Is it a problem or not? Shlomo Zalman considers the problem of Maris Ha'ayin. I wonder if this is true nowadays as well, where many, if not most, shoes are made out of rubber, and they don't really look, and they look like other shoes, and it's probably more common to have rubber than leather shoes. So I wonder if that's still true or not. I think many poskim are making. Another question which the poskim discussed is as to whether shoes which are very comfortable but are not leather made, if they are a problem. Crocs, many people find Crocs very comfortable. Is that a problem or not? So they don't matter iron in that, but it's the idea behind the is of leather shoes, the idea behind it, which would restrict Crocs as well. They're just as comfortable. And some poskim are machmir. But clearly not all of them. In a way, it's like adding to the gzeira, adding to the issa, because Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that it's leather shoes which are also, so surely others would not be included. But again, it's the Elson poskim are more stringent. The Ramah continues, you're allowed to stand on pillows and cushions which are made out of leather. You're allowed to stand on them. It's just the wearing which is the problem. But whoever is stringent has got a point. It's not a awkward stringency or a ridiculous stringency. It is a proper stringency to avoid standing on cushions and pillows which are made out of leather. So what that seems to indicate is that one should, there is a chumrah in excessive comfort in terms of standing, walking. One should try to refrain. I don't like the expression so much the idea of the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, but it does seem to be correct in this context over here, that you just that the footwear and shouldn't be as comfortable as normal. Therefore, sitting and therefore standing on the on leather cushions and pillows, although it's not strictly forbidden, but it's not exactly what the Torah wants you to do on Yom Kippur. That may be the background why some poskim don't like the idea of Crocs or the very comfortable shoes of Yom Kippur. Siv gimel achayu kol shloshim yoyim mutes litonis sandal. A mother just gave birth. She is allowed to wear leather shoes 30 days within the birth. She's allowed to wear leather shoes. V'acholech yotzeba, and if somebody who's not well or similar, afal pishayim b'zakon, there may not be danger involved. But nevertheless, we have chachomim allow wearing of leather shoes. V'chem mishish b'makor b'raglav, somebody's got a medical reason why he needs to wear leather shoes, he would also be allowed to do so. And we continue for Siv Dalet. Mutar kol adam lino el sandal machmas akov. If a person is concerned about potential scorpions, mutar kol adam, a person is allowed to lino el sandal, to wear shoes machmas because of akov scorpions v'chiyoy tziboy or similar. Kidei in order shelo yishchenu she shouldn't be bitten. Im, provided, metzuyim shemakovim, the scorpions, or any other biting animals. Says the Ramoyim Yoduk Shomim, if it rains, v'roitze leilich lebeisim b'zeknesses, he wants to go from his house to shul, or lehepech or vice versa, v'oistinis, he's a delicate style person, mutalino el minalov, he's allowed to wear shoes, ad shemagil ha-mekoyim, until he reaches his destination. It just reminds us that, of course, there was no pavements. The roads were, this is talking about the way to shul was earth. And if it really rained, we can just imagine what it looks like. It's like going through a field. So we can only imagine what it looked like. So therefore, in such a scenario, we'd be permitted to wear leather shoes. The Mishnah also mentions if cotton yud beis, that if a person is not well, he's got a cold, he's also allowed to look after himself, and I suppose to avoid sopping wet shoes and socks and feet, he would be allowed to wear more appropriate footwear as well, even if they're leather material. The Mishnah once if cotton yud gimel mentions going to beis akisei, going to the to be excused. There was a public toilet, and he's worried that he's going to get very dirty there. He's also allowed to wear leather shoes. The Mishnah also reminds us, if you've got new dalet minalov, that the person is not allowed to touch the shoes. If he does touch the shoes without separating material, he would have to wash his hands. Mishnah Buin Sivkot Tezvov mentions that a person should be very careful when he's got really, if he's got real need to wear shoes, and they've gone dirty. So it's very disrespectful to walk around with them in shul. It's a very holy day, and the shul is a very heilige place. A person should be careful not to be disrespectful in terms of his footwear on Yom Kippur. One should be very exceedingly respectful to the place on this holy day. Interesting. The Mishnah Berurah does end off saying this siman by saying that if one has to go between the goyim, and he feels that people he may not necessarily danger, but people make fun of him, he would also be permitted to wear leather shoes in such instance. And one question which the poskim discuss is as to whether leather shoes are considered muktzah on Yom Kippur, and is a strong argument to say that yes, there are muktzah. There is no purpose in them, and it would be qualified as muktzah item, which would be it's like a klishim achdol issa, and therefore be forbidden to hold them and move them around. Okay, that's it for today.